Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey everyone, it's episode 91 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. How we doing? Please excuse the air conditioner in the background. It is hot as balls here in New Jersey.
91, and just like the temperature outdoors.
Yes, so we want to make sure we are nice and cool and collected for all our hot takes we'll be spitting at you tonight. Courtesy of the guys of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. It's Drew Papsky here. Jeff DeAngelis is here as well. And Doyle, just the three old musketeers that...
three that best friends that anyone could have.
Wouldn't say that ever. We have no Joe Walker. He's been given concrete shoes to put in the bottom of the Delaware River
because
he's a fucking rat.
He sleeps with the fishes.
Because he's a rat.
Actually,
like Luca Brasi.
Actually, sorry, no, I mean to make fun of Joe. Joe's a good guy. The investigation continues, though. So until then, we'll just keep it political and say he's a nice guy. And we wish him all the best.
Political.
But he's still with us, though.
Political.
There it is. Get out
of the
way. I
haven't had a Japanese impression in a while, so
this
there you
is,
go.
This show is just going to be fun. It's there's not much hockey stuff going on, so...
No, that's what Summer Series
beware.
Is all about.
If this is your first time listening to us, might want to go back a few.
Yeah.
If not, whatever, we're in for the ride. I just
listen
got
to
off
like our
flight.
Season opener.
Yeah, just sure. That gives you a total false impression of what we can be. It's like Jekyll and Hyde on this show. But
right, so sorry, just got off a flight.
Yeah, just got off a flight. I walked in the door about an hour and a half ago. And a long day of traveling. Been on the road since like 7-ish. So I'm a little tired, a little sunburned. But we're gonna do this anyway because that's what we do here, people. It's Summer Series, Broad Street Bully Podcast.
We
don't take weeks off.
If not dedicated,
I think we can go with that for sure. So anyway, how was everyone's week? What hockey did I miss? Because I didn't get a chance to watch much of it because I was technically out of the country, but technically not out of the country. But they only had DirecTV and only a couple places had the games, so I only got to watch like a little bit of the one game.
The Sens surprisingly took game one from...
Yeah, I saw the Twitter headlines on that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who scored the overtime winner? I didn't hear about this on Facebook.
Gerald and Bobby Ryan.
Robert Ryan.
You know, I never would have thought that. But people,
Bob Ryan.
People don't even watch hockey were commenting about it because they just wanted to, I guess, be part of the whole Cherry Hill thing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, every time he scores a goal.
We all went to Cherry Hill-ish.
Every time he scores a goal, Sam Krejci's like, Cherry Hill's celebrating right now.
Oh, yeah.
And if you
keep it local. It keeps the fans in there.
If you believed any of the rumors, the Flyers were going to trade for him before he went to the Senators and are still going to trade for him now.
Yeah, I think he just shot his value up a little bit after he's had a pretty good playoffs. The whole team, whole Senators team has had a good.
Yeah, he's finally earning that $7 million contract.
Hey, if you score in the playoffs, it doesn't matter how much you do in a regular season. See Danny Briere.
Yeah, exactly.
Elf man.
Also,
Danny
Justin
Briere
Williams.
Would have
Justin Williams is a
Mr. Game 7 because he's literally played in every Game 7 ever.
Danny Briere would
Jeff
like.
Jeff Stat.
Especially the last like 2 years that he was here. He like barely did anything in the regular season and then came alive in the playoffs.
Mr. Playoffs does it again.
Yeah.
And then he barely did anything when he left here.
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
But now he's still a really nice guy, and we wish him all the best.
Yeah, and his ex-wife is fat.
Wait, I think he's back with her.
Good
he?
Looks.
No, he married a new lady.
Oh.
He married a...
Who's that lady?
Oh, no, shit. She is a...
He married shit?
Fuck. No, she's a flight nurse in, like, the Air Force or some shit.
A flight nurse. So what does she do? Does she nurse flights?
Yeah. She, like...
Do, like, planes suckle on her teats?
No, she just pours... It's, like, four beers on a thing, and she brings them to people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went nowhere fast.
Is that really what happens?
No.
You just didn't appreciate my nursing reference from, like, 1400?
Yeah, I hated it.
That was pretty terrible.
Nursing from old man's teat.
The old wet nurse.
I told you I'm tired.
Brings the wet nurse thou babe. Let her suckle at thy teat.
I like your use of thigh there.
Thank you.
Do you like this use of thigh?
Oh, no. So pale. Such pale thigh.
Look at the difference between my lower leg and my thigh and like red to white.
It looks like you colored in your legs with a red marker.
I know. It's just how patriotic I am. I'm all red, white, and my balls are blue because I haven't come in like 5 days.
Ugh. That's
what happens when you share a hotel room with your mom. I don't got a minute to jack it.
Oh.
That's all I would need, too, right now is a minute tops. with a little videography, I would probably do like a 30 seconds.
Well,
I wouldn't even make it to the credits.
Good
like,
news
in.
For you, we're gonna time you.
Oh, new wacky thing! How long could you last?
Please, God, no.
You guys want to see my vinegar strokes like on a league?
No.
Vinegar strokes.
Turn a Popeye. And you get mad at me, Doyle? I am what I am.
That's disgusting.
I know. It's really
fucking
disgusting.
Fucking look like Popeye.
Just My eye gets all squinchy.
Wow. Priceless. Anyway, yeah, how was your vacation?
Do you use spinach as lube?
I don't even... Ew. I love good spinach.
That would, it wouldn't go too well.
But it would taste delicious afterwards.
That's true.
You don't put salt and pepper
full
on the spinach.
Full of iron, too. You would get your iron count for the day.
Give me the iron.
Go.
For the first time I had iron around my cock. So... You play with cock cages sometimes. You do what you do.
All right. So anyway, vacation.
Oh, yeah. This is 5 minutes in, guys. Like I told you, if you didn't listen to us before, we're going to head off. This is just a summer series schlep. That's what we're going to do here. Vacation was nice. So I mentioned this, I think, back in the beginning of the season. I got one of those free vacation jaunts. And I told you guys that like it looked like kind of a scam. And I artfully dodged all their attempts to make
you
me
stuck
like,
to your guns.
Signed to a contract.
I always schedule a day to go there, and they're like, "All right, well, can't wait to see you." And I just never go.
Yeah, I honestly thought when you told us the story before, I honestly thought that they were just never going to call you back because you didn't buy anything extra.
I showed up at the place. I drank their free coffee that was kind of shitty and water, and listened to the guy. Asked a couple questions in his little skit where he's like asking people like where they go when they travel to. I answer one of his questions to keep him occupied because they try to like it's a sales tactic. He's trying to like bring you in like
they're just trying.
Like for example, you said you like traveling with your friends and your family. Like this would be a great place for that, right? I'm like, oh yeah, it's
hey
like,
guy,
oh,
you look like you got a girthy dong, and I like that in my people that I sell things to.
Then I got in the ski lift and it led me to a timeshare meeting
exactly.
Again. Just like on South Park.
Yeah.
But so I
so he comments you on your girthy dong.
I had to pay a few hundred in like fees and taxes because I was traveling somewhere.
Right. You can't get that shit for free.
But overall, I got to pick a couple places. I picked St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands.
Right. I remember you saying.
The Jeff Islands, as they're called.
Damn it. I remember you saying like, you know, my options were like the Virgin Islands or like Key West or like North Dakota.
I got to pick a cruise. Or I also. Well, no. To be fair, it was there's a place out in Wisconsin, the Dells. They have like amazing water slides and a lot of touristy shit there.
Yeah,
some people go there. I actually met a guy from Wisconsin while on vacation. Talked to him about these water slides. Like, oh, you gotta go check it out.
But if you have the option of like island destination in the Caribbean,
some people
or
like
a
the
fucking
mountains.
Water park in Wisconsin.
Well, there some people like mountains and like the more like country shit to go check out.
They go to the cheese museum. Oh, that sounds great. Maybe when we're done sliding around in people's pee.
Wait, how's that to do with cheese? Because if so, I'm very aroused. I'm on edge this episode,
cheese.
People. You also could have went
You're
to Vegas.
You're secretly the cheese bandit.
The guy that was like, he would just like wiggle cheese and was he like jerking off?
Yeah.
It was in Philly, right?
Yeah.
The Northeast Philly thing?
Was he jerking off?
No, I'm pretty sure he was. Yeah.
No, it was the cheese man.
Yeah, the cheese man.
Yeah, cheese bandit.
And there's a picture of him. He looked oddly like he could be my brother.
Yeah, he would drive around and like he wanted, it was either like he brought slices of cheese and he wrapped him around his old, wrapped his around his pecker and then you had to like J-O him. Or, depending on the mood he was in, he would just like rub the brick against it, I think. Either way.
Yeah, that's a big slice of Gouda.
Yeah. You know what's sad, though? Like, the people interviewed.
That's not me.
No, like, the news went to his house, and, like, his kids opened the door. They're like, is your dad here? You know, the Swiss cheese guy rubs on his junk.
Pepper Jack, get out of the way. He calls all his kids cheese names.
Yeah, imagine going to school and your dad's the cheese guy.
Oh. The Swiss cheese bandit.
That's tough. That's got to be tough for them.
He wasn't really a bandit. He was more of the Swiss cheese flasher.
Yeah, I think he just got a lot of probation, though. They didn't go to jail time.
He was a total monster, am I right?
Oh.
Huh.
I think it was like a Philly like post.
That was really sharp.
I know. It was like provolone.
I feel like both of your jokes were not Gouda.
I feel like Joe would love eating all because he's a fucking rat. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, please do. When we bring up the idea that conspiracy might be a rat, Joe's reaction is priceless. He doesn't know what to do. If you could only see his face.
Yeah, because he's dumbfounded by your stupid theory.
What? Stupid theory? I got this information from WikiLeaks. It's steel.
Oh, that's true. You know,
open and shut case.
Open and shut.
So, yeah, man. Anyway, so this trip.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I flew to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
And I had a 4.5-hour layover, which sucks. They give you the shitty flights, but whatever.
Well, yeah, because
I had to fly out of JFK.
You're
in
milking
New York.
Them for money, so.
Yeah. So driving to New York at 2 o'clock in the morning to get there.
That's
enough
exciting.
Time for our 6 o'clock flight. That was kind of shitty, But it did okay. Flew on JetBlue. By the way, ever fly on JetBlue?
I heard JetBlue is very nice.
It was very nice. They had a bunch of like brand name snacks, like Cheez-Its and like cookies, and like you could have as much as you want. Although
brand name.
I just had a couple Cheez-Its, but they also had monitors in the back of the seats in front of you, and they had like shows that were preloaded on there, like a couple episodes of different seasons of shows.
Sir, could you please turn off the hardcore pornography?
They also had
it's disturbing the other guests.
No porn, but they did have movies, and they also had Wi-Fi on there for free. So overall, I'd say fly JetBlue.
That's really nice.
And like the
I flew American, and they were like, "You can have a water, and here's a bag of peanuts."
Yeah, that's all they do. They give you a little biscotti cookie. Yeah. That's what most of them do.
I don't want that shit.
But I will say that the service there is pretty good. Also, the leg room for sitting in coach, they kind of advertise like that. But as a bigger guy, I know planes that have a small leg room and large leg room, pretty good.
Did you get middle seat?
They can no, I had window seat every time.
Oh,
luckily,
thank goodness.
They also can upgrade you for like $50. So I was like, "Ah, nice," but I wouldn't want to sit in those bigger seats because I didn't really need it. It was nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I go to St. Thomas Virgin Islands, and the hotel was okay. I mean, they had to shuttle to the next nicer hotel where they got to eat and drink at their bar and restaurant.
Yeah, they're not going to give you their best accommodations for free.
Well, this place, I think, was probably good back in the day. St. Thomas used to be a lot more, I think, of a mecca back in the 70s and 80s, especially for people that were like running from the law. Because it's still United States, which was kind of cool.
That makes sense.
So there's a lot of things going on there. I did have a good time, though. As you can see, I'm sunburnt.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. I got the little the ouchy burnies after yesterday. I'm like, I'm not going to wear sunscreen. I'm get a little bit of a base tan to go back
sunscreens
home.
Sunscreens for losers.
And then, yeah, so
it
that was
like a terrible idea.
You know, I was only out in the sun for a few hours. I was mostly under an umbrella.
Doesn't matter,
I was
man.
Reading a book. I was smoking a cigar and drinking a pina colada.
It's yeah, that
UV rays.
It's that equatorial sun.
Yes, we're down there. When I was near Ecuador. Oh, the equator. I get it. That's what I used to call my belt back in high school because I was really fat.
Damn it, you got yourself.
Yeah. But the water was great.
It usually is.
Actually, interesting about the people there, so many people like that, like just regular people from America, just like actual Americans moved down there.
Huh.
You know how many like old white dudes like they toured with Jimmy Buffett back in the day were there? Like I went to, I have to give a shout out real quick to, if you ever go down there, a place called Rum Shandy's. It's a bar. They have a bunch of, the food there was absolutely amazing. They had burgers. Actually, when I got to watch a little bit of hockey was when they had the Pens and Sens game on. Awesome food, awesome service. All just regular old, like, white people from America working there. Kind of off-putting. But a lot of locals were there, which was cool. And I went to an open mic night there.
What did they give you for this plug?
Nothing. I just had a really great time.
Yeah.
All right. But the guy running the open mic gave me 15 minutes of stage time to work on some material in front of the crowd.
And there it is.
I made an old lady kind of like shake her head when she's in the front
row. I did stand up here, go there when you're down there.
Excuse me, you know, young man.
They never have comedians there.
What's pegging?
I also met. that's not in my act yet. I'm doing a live Tijuana Donkey Show style. And there was a lot of musicians there, real cool guys. And I got to jam out with them a little bit, actually played a song. Was drunk as hell. Was like, dude, I don't play guitar as much as I used to. What song do you want to play? It's easy. I can just do a little leads on it and a blues. He's like, how about The Spider and the Fly, Rolling Stones, E minor blues, 12 bar. I'm like, let's do it. If you don't play guitar, it just means it's basically a regular blues song. So I got to do that, and it was fun.
Huh.
And I met a lot of people who are just like, yeah, I moved here a couple years ago. I came here for 2 weeks and never went back on vacation.
Dude, I mean, that's cool and everything. Like, I went to Key West, and a lot of the people that live there did the same thing.
They just fall in love with the place.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I'm done. There's only so much drinking and lounging around I can do before I have to give it up.
Yeah, I mean, they all don't do that. There's a lot of cool shit, like hiking or whatever. I took a little tram car to the top and got to see the whole view from the top of one of the mountains. That was awesome. There's a lot of history there.
Did you yell, watch the tram car, please?
No, I didn't, because it was like a little sky, little ski lift monorail thing.
You blew it.
The Jersey people would have been like, oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a great one. A lot of people from Jersey I met there, too. Made some friends on Facebook with it. Oh, no, a pretty cool place.
Look at that.
Left the Flyers.
I saw
Broad
that.
Street Bully podcast card in the one bathroom on the corkboard. You know, you figure if there's one Flyers fan sees it, they might be able to
check
it out.
Yeah, if one guy's on the way to
the
glory hole and finds that
week,
card.
They're definitely going to
there was an Eagles fan
off.
That cheered when I mentioned the Eagles in my set somehow. He, like, I cheered. So it was okay.
E-A-G-L-E-S on the...
No, he just was like, yeah, go Eagles. What's wrong with the Eagles? I was like, cool, thanks for adding to the show. Better than the guy sleeping in the front row in his soup. And his French
which is
suit.
A common theme at your shows.
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately.
I literally bored that man to sleep front row.
But it was cool, and I got to spend time with my mom. It was Mother's Day, too. So
that's
it was
adorable.
A great son. It was a Christmas present for her. I was like, I might as well use the free vacation on her. And overall, I'd say rooming with my mom wasn't that bad, but I will say that
The back rubs were nice.
No, we didn't get any of those.
Oh, not, I thought she was giving
not
you back
rubs. Not being able to have some time to myself or where, like, oh, I'm going to bring some girls back.
I feel like you could have.
Not in the room, dude. It would have been weird. But also...
Just in bed with her.
I really like traveling, and this is going somewhere, I promise. I realize that, like, I think just traveling... Like people like to say, oh, I travel and see stuff. Like, I feel kind of pretentious now. People our age just go, oh, I got to stamp my passport, the most amount of stamps. I got to write a blog about it. Or, like, use my Facebook as, like, a thing to follow.
Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. All these great pictures of places I've seen. I just might look at it as a way, like, I just fart in these places. Because I literally gassed my mom out the last two nights. The burger I had on the island, this one place, was really great. Tap and Still. There's like, it was like a Five Guys, but on the island
version.
Oh, my God,
another plug.
I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, when I want to go places, I want to hear like good places to check out. I actually had the local bartender give me a bunch of places to check out that were off the touristy path, and I'm glad I did. So these are some places you can check out.
Donkey Show.
No.
Starts at 8 p.m.
That's in Mexico. So I was farting, and like it was under my – I'm sorry, this is getting gross, but we were watching Cape Fear, because why else would you watch when you're hammered drunk when it's on TV?
Right. You're snuggled up in bed with your mom.
And you get to see Robert De Niro put his fingers in young Juliette Lewis's mouth, like all creepy-like, and she plays a 15-year-old with a retainer. Oh, let me get me started.
surprised you made it the whole vacay.
I know, really. And as I'm farting, like it's just coming up through the covers, and like as gas, I start flapping the covers.
Oh,
and, like, not,
that's terrible. You know,
my mom is just, she's like half asleep going, Drew, just yelling like 6 feet away.
We almost had a bus moment.
I was farting in the middle of the night, and she, I heard her yell my name, and I just giggled and went back to sleep, because literally, and I'm not even trying to like play it up. I really was gassing my
mom
out.
Were they sleep farts? Know they were happening? Oh, sleep farts are the worst
farts. Some of them
would
be like waking up and just roll over and what a really long, like 4 second, like, you know, arpeggio.
Oh my God. So... kind of in the same vein. After we were at Dr. Mike's on Saturday, his mom made a delicious platter.
Oh yeah,
of,
congrats to Dr. Mike, by the way.
Yeah,
he finally made. He's actually like a really doctor now. So he was. We actually lied to you before. Sorry, it was for the show.
So his mom made a delicious tray of spicy sausage.
Yes, you did.
So I ate like maybe 4 or 5 of them. I woke up Sunday morning. I guess I didn't fart all night because Sunday morning I just sat on the toilet and it was like a 25-second straight fart. It's amazing.
That's because your girlfriend was fingering your butthole when
you were
asleep.
It like all built up, but it was the length of the fart was. I
was
laughed.
Great.
I was laughing. I laughed like 10 seconds in and just kept laughing for the whole fart.
we're such sophomore humor on this podcast. We're not
and
even 20 minutes
my
in
phone.
And we stole a bunch of farts.
I wish I had my phone because I couldn't like Snapchat video some of it because no one like I can say that, but you don't need like you
That's
don't need to believe
be.
Me.
I could go travel place, take Snapchat or Instagram videos and be farting in like somewhere, like in front of the Leaning Tower of Pizza. And that could be my thing.
Like, just walk up to like an old lady and you're just like, in 3, 2,
Jesus.
Oh, Dios míos. That's me in Mexico last summer.
Farted on this grandma in Italy.
Could you imagine? I think there would be some traction in that. Don't steal my idea, fuckers.
No.
I'm going to make millions off this.
There would be much traction in
that. Dude, you know what? It's not as dumb as that guy who travels around and takes pictures of his fucking dog. And he got a TV commercial out of it.
But there's like, people love dogs. Not everyone loves farts.
No, he like dresses his dog up in a suit and takes pictures at places. And like, he got a TV commercial where he's like, my dog is my son. So yeah, you can definitely do it.
Okay.
My so, farts are my art.
Can't spell fart without art.
My fart art.
Also about Cool by the Island was a lot of pirate shit down there too. I want to check out next time I go.
Nice. Still, I don't know why they wouldn't flush it, but that's weird.
They still find, what?
Oh, pirate items.
Oh.
Actual shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take it literally, Jeff.
Of course.
Might make your brain hurt. It made my brain hurt. I still find items down there and a lot of cool stuff. A lot of like the original like sailors, like Columbus, like landed on like, you know, the Bahamas and all that stuff. And I was actually reading.
Yeah, you know, after he was done raping the mainland.
Yeah, apparently. Allegedly. He was a great Italian. He was a great Italian hero. It's like a Sopranos episode.
Was he sailing for Spain?
Yes, but he was Genovese.
Of course.
Genovese.
Christopher Columbo. That's what they named the TV show after.
No, they didn't.
Of course.
But all in all, it was a good time. We'll go with my friends, and I know some places to go and meet some friends. So thank you, everyone that's nice to me down there, if you're listening at all, because we're now Facebook friends. So I appreciate it.
Well, there you go.
And I drank a lot of sugary drinks, and I feel like I'm 40 pounds heavier.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, feel just. I want to say I'm not going to drink it all the rest of the weekend and like detox my body.
I'll be curious to see.
I'm not eating any more cheeseburgers for a while.
Right. I'll be curious to see when your dumps get back to normal.
They've been pretty
normal.
And,
like, the toxins filter out of your body.
I just want to get... Yeah, it feels weird. If you, like, indulge yourself for so long, because, like, really, like, what are you going to eat there? Like, a plate there is so expensive every time you go on vacation.
Yeah, it's like basic.
I'm going to eat your crappy salad, or I'm going to eat, like, this delicious burger that actually looks pretty good. I'm going to eat that 3 times over the course
and
of 4 days
there's
there.
There's just so much booze.
Yes, just all the, like, pina coladas, the bushwhackers, all the sugary drinks. Because you're on the island, you want to cool off, you want a frozen drink, and that's what I had.
Did you get hooked up, or... Did you have to pay an arm and a leg for a drink?
We had to pay for them, but I mean, the one bartender that I made friends with there, like, he was making my drinks pretty heavy, so it worked out in the end. And also, because I paid for most of the other shit, my mom helped me up and, like, pay for some of my drinks a couple nights, which was nice because she was drinking too, so it was fun. But my body can't wait to get it all out of me.
Yeah, I
got home at night. I had a big piece of grilled chicken and green beans, and it just felt like real food. And now I just can't wait to, like, not eat like crap for at least 3 days, and I'll go back to, like, do whatever. But I'm working this...
just to the weekend.
Yeah, well, I say I'm not going to drink, but I'm working this beer festival this Saturday. Got some random gig doing that. Actually going to be at the Citizens Bank Park where the Phillies play. And I'm thinking, after my shift's over, and there's like, hey, we gave you a bunch of free swag and some free glasses. Go try out the leftover beer. All the workers here have, like, an hour. Like, I'm imagining something like that's going to happen, and I'm just going to be like, fuck it. Let's do this.
Are you going to be, like, actually in Citizens Bank Park?
Yeah, I'm going to be pouring beers inside there. It's for this Philly beer and craft beer and wine festival.
Oh, man. If it was actually open, I would tell you to go get a Schmitter.
I'm not going to do that. Oh. Especially after this week, I ain't doing that.
Those are so good.
They're going to have beef jerky there, though, and all this other stuff, and, like, craft cheeses. I just might indulge myself in some of the delights there.
Craft cheese, huh?
Not the Blue Box.
Big
the Blue
song.
Box Blues.
Well, I guess the Swiss Cheese Bandit will be at it again this weekend.
So, yeah, that was my little slice of vacay over there.
It sounds delightful, and I'm very impressed that whatever, Apple Vacations, I guess, actually followed through with giving you something.
I'm not going to say the name of the company because screw them and their shitty tactics.
But no, like,
I see them.
Like,
they swindle a lot of dumb people into putting, like,
well, yeah,
the name
their tactics are dishonorable, but if you stick to your guns and don't give in to their sales pitches, they still follow through with giving you, like, a pretty
decent
vacation.
Well, here's the thing. Like, they do say everything up front. You just got to listen and also read the fine print. Like, hey, you're going to pay this much money for this vacation package. You'll have open in this day. But you also don't realize a lot of people have it, too. So you might not be able to get everything you want when you buy these vacation packages.
But that's not a plug. Fuck them.
Yeah, screw them. Rum shandies, though. And I'll give it out to them. It's pretty good. Good food. Good everything else. But anyway, Drew, what else do you think about your vacation? Okay, good. We're talking about that shit.
Got him.
So back to hockey. What else did I miss? I mean, the first game with the Saints.
You're missing Jeff lose it over not being able to watch.
I don't know if I'm going to reinstall Flash to see if we can get the Penn-Sens game.
Oh, you're trying to pull the game up now?
Refreshing the page like every
time. Refreshing.
Like,
that was a slight whisper.
Refreshing. Two interesting minutes. Articles came out this week. One of them.
Will they have clothing?
Is that there's a report out of the Columbus camp that Sergei Bobrovsky is, quote, receptive to working with a sports psychologist.
Yeah, because he can't win in the playoffs.
And the Columbus Blue Jackets want him to because, of his playoff meltdowns. So they think that it's completely a psychological thing and that Bobrovsky is just in his own head. So,
in your head,
do you think
in
it
your
was
head,
Bobrovsky? Bobrovsky, Bobrovsky, skay, skay, skay.
Sorry.
Lost playoffs.
So, fuck.
That was the song last week, right?
With that, yes.
I saw a shitty cover band. They closed their set with that on Friday night. I was like, this is the only redeemable song you played. I called every other song. Doyle, I'll give you 3 guesses. Guess some of the songs they played tonight. I'm sorry, Jeff, to harpoon this. But
Freebird.
This needs to be said. No, they didn't play Freebird.
Don't Stop Believing.
All right. Things by Blink-182.
That was one of them. It was. They were all in like their 20s, early 30s, but the one older guy like had a headless guitar. He actually did pretty well in the Sweet Child of Mine solo, but he bitched out in the wah pedal part and kind of like played a little other thing. They jumped in the wah at the end. I'm like, dude, that's all supposed to be wah. But I kind of respected them, though. He had some chops. Overall, though, knowing that demographic and what they're shooting for at a PJ Wellahan's in Cherry Hill, all the small things are one of them. I'll give you 2 more guesses. If you go 3 for 3, I will kiss your neck.
Well, don't get too erect now.
Doyle's like, he's going to call random things like Steely Dan Peg. Things I'll never play. I won't kiss you if you get them right. How about that? Is that better?
Was it Was the timeline all in the same decade, or was it?
It's just, I'm just giving you like the demographic of people they're playing. Just think about like the bar bands that play like all these places. Like it's all people in their 20s and 30s.
I got an obvious one.
Lit.
Yes. Which one? Not Ziploc bag, but
my own worst enemy.
Oh my god! When I started playing that,
always.
I was saying my defense for it. Before I tell you what I did, I was with my friend who's me and him. I ran the prom on Friday night.
Yeah.
And there was a DUI checkpoint on the way there. It blocked off parents from picking up their kids. We had 15 kids waiting there for over an hour and a half after it was over. And I was there since 4 o'clock, so it's pushing
were
1 o'clock.
Were they, like, a part of the checkpoint? Like, they were getting DUI'd?
Well, no, they were just going through. There was a checkpoint on this one main road that leads to the venue.
Yeah, drunk parents.
Yeah, so drunk parents, like, these kids.
Pick my kid up! Get out of the way!
So everyone's like, yeah, we're supposed to go out for a drink. They're all like, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to go home. We're tired. So one guy goes, so I'm already, like, a little upset. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I go there and just start pounding Bud Lights because they're on special. And then when this song starts being played, I said to my friend, I'm like, they're going to play all the small things, which you said. And they did. He's like, ah, you know they're going to play that stuff. Man, he's a musician too. He's like, whatever. It's our friend Pete Doyle. For you. Yeah. It's only for you. And everyone on the show is like, who gives a shit? They start playing Lit.
Right.
You know, My Own Worst Enemy. Yeah. And
it's like a standard.
I was standing right in front of the one guitarist. I was yelling, play some funk, play some funk. So I figured like, that's what everyone kind of likes. They'll dance to it.
Yeah.
Even if they put on Bruno Mars, I'd still be more into that, you know? You could play anything.
That's like dancing music. They play
Don't Stop Believing. I figured they could play like...
Don't Stop Believing is another standard cover
song. I figured they could
song.
Play like some Earth, Wind, and Fire. Just something like a little, you know, a little more danceable.
Yeah.
Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen.
They played that. They played some No Doubt song, I think. And me and my friend would just start skanking like idiots in our suits because we were like so mad.
Drew doesn't like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Started skanking in suits because you're so mad.
I was drinking. I was just being an idiot, like throwing my arms around, like, this band's awesome. They started playing Lit. I heard, dun, 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 dun. They start teasing it. Everyone's like, yeah. I start going, boom. I had both thumbs down, like fucking Julius Caesar in the gladiator pit, just putting them thumbs down. The guitarist looked at me and looked at the singer, and she looked at me.
Come on, guy.
I was like, boom. Every time they stop a little guitar lick, I just go, like, play something else. And my friend goes, you're an asshole tonight. I'm like, yeah, I'm just really aggravated just with the whole night.
A bitter Betty.
Yeah, I was a bitter old man. Like, just, I think hack cover bands are worse than hack comedians.
Sometimes you have to be a hack cover band, though.
I know. And I know our band like has done like some questionably hack
covers.
Dude,
as long as it...
But we intersperse them throughout the night of different things, and we jam them out.
Yeah, it's not just all hack covers the whole night, but...
Like, be original. Yeah. But some people want to hear, I guess. I don't know. All right, your third guess.
I'm probably going to get this wrong.
What is your favorite color? Blue? No, green.
I can't even like think of any other.
You're on par with the 90s. There's some other things they played, too. Think about your birthday, too, the one time.
My birthday?
Your birthday.
Your birthday on the jukebox.
G7.
Rolling Stones fight song. You said G8.
Was it Stone Temple Pilots?
No. It was just, no, this is, they didn't play anything that cool.
Oh, that cool.
Think of like 80s douchey.
80s and douchey.
Duran Duran.
Your birthday, they kept playing the same song over and over.
Oh, fucking. Josie's on a vacation.
Yeah. Oh, Your Love by the Outfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good cover band song.
I saw this like 50-year-old guy running around. Every group of girls that were like semi-good-looking or young.
It's a great song, man.
He was taking selfies, always groups of girls, like high-fiving and dancing with them. I'm like, this guy's probably just taking selfies of him with these girls.
That was the Outfield's only hit, right?
Well,
probably.
Undeservedly so, but yes.
This guy's a great song.
This guy's a genius, though. It's probably like his game with his buddies. Like, yo, I was at a dance with all these chicks that are over my dick.
Yeah, dude, you just go in the middle of a dance floor and start Snapchatting yourself.
And the girls all get in like, oh, we love you, and put their arms around him. And these two girls were like 20 footers.
That smell is what fuels the.
They came up to us and they were like, "Oh, what do you?" Their faces were kind of weird looking, and they were like kind of cute from far away. Nice hair.
Did they have palsy?
No, they didn't. They have the Bell's palsy, but they did have shirts that said like something like county
correctional facility.
No. It was
were they in orange jumpsuits?
They were plastic. They were plastic surgeon nurses or techs.
Oh,
and it looked like they got a lot of work done. Their faces were like hard.
Like my mouth like a butthole.
Boom. And one girl's face was like, you were cute, but your eyes
were like talking like this.
It looked like she
got
her whole face pushed up, but she had a bunch of crow's feet around her eye, you know?
Why
like,
don't,
it was weird.
Why don't
you? Was she older?
They're probably in their 30s or 40s.
Why don't you show up a young pecker,
like,
young lad?
Probably would have looked better without that shit.
Yeah, most likely. Age gracefully.
Most ladies, man.
Saggy old titted bitch.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
no,
whoa,
they're probably
whoa.
Perky
Jesus.
And delicious.
Jeez,
unfortunately,
Jeff.
Courtney Cox, man.
Oh,
wait, Jeff.
Too much plastic
what
surgery.
What you just said sounded really awful, but I have something to make it sound better. Jeff, say what you said again, and I'll make it sound like less mean.
Hold on, I think saggy old titted bitch.
See, it sounds a lot nicer. It doesn't sound like as like full of vitriol and hate and spewing disgusted with the person.
No, there's definitely people you look at and you're like, oh my God, work's been done. Or like, oh my God, you got Botox. Because like there's no emotion and it's just like a blank
But if
stare.
You get fake boobs rolling, I think.
Well, yeah, like, oh, naturally. Awesome. I want to touch them. I've never got touch fake boobs.
Oh, well.
Very disappointed.
You felt some
it.
Real ones. I know you felt me up earlier. My sunburned titties. Anyway, back to Bobrovsky.
One of my greatest regrets.
I told you, this is going to be a whirlwind of a show. It's a whirling dervish of a show tonight.
Tetters. So anyway, Bobrovsky has to go see a sports psychologist because he's crazy. People, and does this make you feel any better that the Flyers traded him?
A little bit.
I mean, a little bit, but I mean, this doesn't really bother me, though. I feel like a lot of...
Wasn't he always kind of a head case, though?
Right,
if you're
yeah.
a goalie, you kind of have to be.
Well, yeah,
look
but
at Ron
then...
Hextall.
But then the team was like, oh, it's just because... They destroyed his confidence because of Brizgalov and play, and then no, he just never had confidence to begin with.
Well, now that's showing.
I mean, also, I think Laviolette handled that whole thing poorly. I've said before, but
yeah, he probably wasn't
players do see
that.
Sports psychologists. Nelson Aguilar saw one last year,
and there is
the thing is, I think the problem is when the media gets a hold of the story, it makes it worse. It can yeah. probably slick him out.
And
if I'm a Columbus
is,
fan, I don't like hearing. I'd rather not know about yeah. this. Have it get better. You
there
know?
Definitely is a like a regular season because like look at like Roberto Luongo. He does the same thing in the playoffs.
Yeah, true. But also,
does he need to see a sports psychologist? No, he just needs to keep.
Fleury had a couple of bad playoff
putting out
series.
More ball-ass tweets.
He won a Stanley Cup, and he had a bunch of bad playoffs.
Yeah, and the Penguins are ready to trade him, and now they're riding him.
Yeah, so
there's that.
And now he's about to get picked up by.
I
Vegas.
Think this just gives more fodder like to the local sports media in Columbus, and also other fans are like start like yelling shit at him, you know.
Yeah.
Which is going to help the guy. I mean, I know it's hard to keep things close to the chest in like the world now with the 24/7 news cycle and Twitter and social media. But if I'm a Columbus fan, I don't like this. But I also
you probably don't need to air his dirty laundry.
Yeah. Sorry,
he's probably going to get ran out of town real quick.
Yep, and he come back to us.
He think he signed a long term deal though. I think he's stuck. So really? I don't know. Spot track, Bobrovsky.
I can just imagine like the Columbus Sports Talk Radio guys calling in now though.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Yeah, he signed in Columbus until 2019.
Oh, wow.
And he's making a lot.
But know what's weird? 2019,
look at that cap hit.
2019 was like when Mike Richards in 2020, he was supposed to expire. That's pretty close. We're
but his cap hit's 7.425, so he better, that sports psychiatrist better work fucking magic.
What is it? Two seasons left then, right? Because we're halfway
Pronger's
through 2017.
Deal just end?
Maybe. We're yes. close. I think yeah. I think he was there, and Briere and like Richards were like to 2021 or something stupid. Back yes. when we thought that was a good idea. Ah, the good old times.
Yeah,
we got when, so close to winning could, a cup with them.
Back when you could sign a player to a 14-year contract.
You still can.
Ilya Kovalchuk.
A.K.A.
Yeah, you still can. Lever. Now the cap hit just doesn't matter.
So, Jeff, what's your thoughts on Bobrovsky then?
You brought it up. I'm glad he's out of town. I mean, like, yeah, it looks bad because he's winning Vezina trophies, but like I think Columbus was just a better team this year.
Yeah, judging by their record yeah. and their ability to make it to the playoffs.
So like
but somehow got lost at the Penguins.
Like imagine
they're still doing it.
Well, yeah, the Penguins are injured, and that makes sense. But yeah, I think Bobrovsky out of town is probably a good idea cuz he's I don't know if he's this much of a head case.
Well, think about it this way. If we had Bobrovsky, like, would we have won the cup or done better since then?
Yeah, plus it also depends. We like have. You look at like the domino effect, the butterfly effect. If a butterfly lands on your shoulder. Do you get Carter
you
Hart?
Say that to like relate to goalies?
Do you get the second pick overall that we're going to trade?
The stand-up goalie effect, the hybrid goalie effect?
You know, so.
Yeah, I don't think we're any better of a team with him. I want to say better of a team. Maybe like for today, sure, that time. But I don't think our franchise is better off
yeah.
with him.
And the Flyers' defense is so ass that it wouldn't have mattered who was in it.
Is anybody else tired already of all the armchair GMs about trading the pick down
yes.
and all the scenarios?
You were talking about this last... Is that still happening?
Yes.
I've been out...
Also,
I don't know if you heard, I've been out of the country for a little
also,
bit.
any post about the Flyers online, it's just somehow like... It could be about like... it could be like Claude Giroux took a dump in the middle of the ice. Let's talk about this second pick and how we're going to trade down to
yeah.
get Matt Duchene from the Colorado Avalanche.
Also, a lot of people have already decided that the Devils will take Nolan Patrick.
False.
But,
Nico,
yeah, like Twitter, but like Nico is now trending as the first pick.
Yeah.
So the Flyers are going to get the 18-year-old with an injury history already.
Unless the scouts come out and say something, the brass at the Devils say anything, we're not going to know until draft night. Hextall can have an idea, and the Flyers might have like some inside information. But let's be honest, though. Like, you could say, like, oh, he's trying this way. To who? To people that, yeah, people that aren't going to
really
be picking him?
Are you really going to be that upset if you get Nolan Patrick, though?
Just because he's 18 and has a history of injuries? Maybe.
But
I feel like that doesn't mean anything, yeah, though.
But what if the Devils go off the board? And do what happened that one year where Seth Jones was supposed to go, like, second and drop
the
sixth?
The Avalanche, yeah, took McKinnon.
Yeah. So, like, you know, that could still happen. Yeah, I don't, there's not really anybody in this draft.
But I just think, I think all the speculation is just, it's just to garner, like, interest and, like, buzz and, like, sell page views.
Yeah. It,
there's really no way you can know. I mean, what know we're going to pick the people that work for the Devils, because that's, they're the ones that make the pick.
No, the
first. Look at the Eagles. The dude that writes for the Eagles, Jeff McLean, put out some insider report that Brandon Graham was going to hold out for a contract this year. And all he did was go home to visit family for a week.
It's just, oh, yeah, unfounded shit.
Yeah.
Like Brandon Graham tweeted his, and, like,
yeah,
response.
He tweeted his whole long message. Well, like,
we're in the age now. They pick up little, yeah, small. Even in real news, they do that. It's like, you know, we think this. You say it's like editorialized. We think this, but like you make it a whole conversation just so you can have people talking.
Yeah.
That's because these hot takes and opinions sell.
It's just.
Even
insane.
Though here we are on a podcast, we've talked about shit before. But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, we're.
I mean, I'm feel sure like our hot takes aren't meant to be taken seriously, though.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we get kind of mad about things, but I mean, I don't think just the rash. I mean, we're the most irrational, rational podcast.
Exactly.
We just spent. I talk about farting in other countries and like other things, and like, oh yeah, but actually, no. At the end of the day, we no one's onions. They used to say.
So speaking of,
I know one's onions.
Speaking of former Flyers and getting away from knowing onions. Have you guys seen that Ville Leino now is a clothing line?
No,
no.
What is it? What is it? Score a bunch of goals in the playoffs and be a quiet line
well,
the rest of the year?
So, apparently...
It's a hockey joke.
The design
what
on his shirt
that? Does
says...
Does it say jail underneath the thing?
It says jail, and it says jail because that's how he felt in his third season with the Sabres.
This is a real report?
Yeah. So,
wait, read the quote.
Well...
What, Billy Baino is the name of the art series?
The art series is called Billy Baino.
Which is funny because everyone was calling him Billy Leino in the playoffs.
On Jail, his piece, Jail, parentheses, 2013, he says, One of my most personal works.
You're right.
I was playing my third year in Buffalo Sabres with long and big contract.
With long and big contract? Was he Native American?
Things
with
were
long and big contract.
Long and big. Very disappoint. Things weren't working with me and the team. I was getting a lot of pressure and heat, and there was no way out of it. Felt trapped and down. All I could do was get up every morning and go to work and try to make it work. This painting reflects those feelings that I was going through on that period of time.
And I killed many buffalo in that time.
And then he took that dumbass interpretive painting and put it on his clothing line.
Is that a cross?
And now he's fucking selling.
What's under the...
Billy Lino's selling clothes. They look like stars.
Look like shitty stars drawn by a fifth grader.
It looks like a shitty clothing line that Ville Leino can get away with because money is a joke in wherever he's from. And he has his $87 million that the Sabres are paying.
But you know what?
Him.
People will wear this shit to be cool. People wear weird stuff for fashion, dude.
What are they charging for these sweatshirts?
Billy Baino, his clothing company, is described as attitude, lifestyle, and state of mind inspired by sports, music, art, and streets.
I could never get into this whole fashion thing. Like, how do you plug this shirt?
Risen
like,
from Finnish spirit with enthusiasm that never goes out. It all started a few years ago with just two friends and one logo. A logo that was our calling in some sort of way. We are passionate about what we do, whether it's happening on a sports arena, playing music, designing Billy Baino, or whatever that makes you feel good. We believe that you will recognize that enthusiasm on our product. Are you Billy Baino? ?
Boring.
You can tell that they ran this quote through Google Translate because all the verb tenses are off. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Patrick Laine, Teemu Selanne, and Mika Koivu have
are
all
modeling his
shirts.
Clothing. Yeah, because they're all Finnish bros.
So basically, these sales are going to be great in Finland and nowhere else.
Basically, because nobody cares about Ville Leino here.
You know what else started with a couple friends and a logo? The Broad Street Bully
the
Podcast.
Broad Street Bully
and
Podcast.
Instead of buying that horse shit, there's $10
Wait,
shirts available on BroadStreetBully.net. You actually can buy these shirts.
What do you want to look at?
They'll
honest.
Be shipped to your
Just
house.
Just go through the other shirts. I want to see if any of the designs are actually good.
All right, let's look at the shop.
Coupon
here.
Code JeffStats. BroadStreetBully.net. Get a goddamn t-shirt.
That's
it's
for
soft.
The month of May, right, Drew?
For the month of May. That's it. You know, like 2 months up to May. There's Mother's Day presents. You know, you get our nice little shirts. Hey, Ma, wear this after you're done banging dad as a moo-moo. Here's a couple double XLs left.
As a quick run to the bathroom. So here's one. Billy Baino.
Okay, see, that I could wear.
I mean, that's just like...
But the freaking 5-year-old drawing is...
Yeah, so there's one in white. I don't understand.
It's just a brand name thing. That part's like kind of cool,
I guess.
Those
are cool sunglasses I get, I guess. And some trucker hats, because people still like those.
Okay, this looks more like... Okay, this
thermal underwear. All right,
these clothes look way better than whatever he was modeling in that picture.
No, I think that's like... I don't know if it's like a new line of shirts or it's like a limited edition shirt, but it's a painting he did on his sadness of being in Buffalo.
Which is kind of funny that actually...
Are they even selling that shirt? I haven't seen it on here.
No, I don't.
Go to sweatshirts.
Sweatshirts.
Or art series, maybe, if it's not under there. But it's under art series.
Probably under art series. Limited edition art series will be available at our pop-up store. Oh, shoot.
In Helsinki, huh?
Yeah, we got to go to Yrjankatu 34A, Helsinki, Finland.
Okay, looks like we're going to Finland, boys.
We'll just pop right over there.
What, so we can piss on this shirt and say, I'll put this shirt in jail?
Anyway, start using your hashtag, #RUBillyBaino.
No.
And you, oh, Kimi Raikkonen, he's an F1 driver.
Actually, I
Timu,
told you
Patrick Laine.
Doyle and I met
Valtteri Filppula.
Now I'm gonna buy one.
He'll be wearing that while being protected by the expansion draft.
I know, it's ridiculous because Valtteri Filppula was Flyers got fleeced in a trade.
They got a nice little hoodie to cover Seka Koivu's cancer head.
Jesus, I mean that's probably what they're doing. But yeah,
nice. He's all healed up now, right? I don't feel bad.
Michael Granlund, he's another hockey player. Janny and Lotta. Who is Janny and Lotta?
They look like volleyball players.
I want this load.
You want that load? Or do they want that
Anna
load?
Anna Abreu, she looks cool. Olli Jokinen. You may remember him as Olli Jokinen, can't score shootout goals.
You may remember him as a player that's played for every team and thought they're going to go to playoffs.
Toivu Teravainen, former Blackhawks, now Jets, right? I feel like maybe something like that.
Simone Gagné.
Hurricanes.
How the fuck are you, Simone?
The E didn't come through on this website, so it's Gagné.
Well, it's Finnish, right?
Square root symbol with a copyright logo.
All right, Simone.
with an
Scotty Hartnell's on there, too.
Antti Raanta, Scott Hartnell.
He's not Finnish.
JVR.
Basically, anyone that's like...
Ristolainen.
Or so basically, Kimo!
So, how you doing?
Billy Lana was like, if I send you this ugly fucking shirt, will you wear it? And they were all like, if you will shut up about it, yes. And that's how it works.
Yeah, look at that. Putting out all the stuff.
Yeah, he just put out all...
Hitting up every flyer
he played
with. Even a guy he embarrassed.
Teppo Numminen!
Dude, even Tuukka Rask, a guy he actually embarrassed.
Former?
In the playoffs.
Coyotes great Teppo Numminen.
I don't think he was a great.
Oh, he was a great. He's up there with Tkachuk.
Pekarinen.
Cobby Bullen.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so he got a lot of hockey players.
Tyler Bad.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty cool. I mean, hey, good for Billy, man. Doyle and I told the story before. He bought us a drink one time.
Yeah, bunch of beers.
And he was, he bought shots. We got purple Gatorades with them. I was like, hey, I'd buy you a drink, but now you signed a big contract in Buffalo. He's like, I'll buy you guys a drink. I'm like, yeah, there he is. Because we were just.
Yeah, you will, because I already charged it to your tab, buddy.
We were waxing fantastic about those days when he won the whole cup run in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
This was back
was
in, like,
great.
What, 2012, probably? And he was like,
He was during
surprised.
The lockout.
Yeah, he was doing that like little Hartnell and Dan Girardi thing, I think it was Rangers and Flyers doing like a little charity
thing.
Yeah,
it was
thing.
Like an AC or something.
But he was all like, false. Guess your stream's not loading, Jeff.
Never
sorry, buddy.
I get to watch this game.
But,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he was like, you guys remember all that? Like, of course we do, dude. We're big Flyers fans. So we were waiting for you guys to win the cup. It's like,
it's the only goddamn thing we had to look forward to.
Yeah.
Dude, the best part was when.
We're going to start a podcast to talk about it because we're not going to be able to do anything.
The best part was when you saw him across the bar and you're like, Doyle, I think that's Billy Lano. And I was like, oh, yeah, it kind of looks like him. And you asked him, you're like, hey, are you Billy Lano?
No, and I said to him first, I'm like, you kind of look like a hockey player. He's like, yeah? But he was speaking very short sentences, so he's hiding his accent very well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, he's like a hockey player. I don't know. I just want to say look a lot like him. He's like, I look like a hockey player. Like, who? I'm like, you probably never heard of him. He doesn't play around here anymore. He's like, oh, am I? I'm like, wait a minute. I heard his like voice like cracking the accent. I'm like, are you Billy Lano? He's like, am I? And Doyle goes, he's trolling you. I'm like, Billy fucking Lano, the rookie of the year in the playoffs. Come here. He's like, ah, man, it's me. And we just start talking to him for like an hour.
Yeah,
his buddy
stuff.
Was just like playing like fourth wheel to me, and Doyle just like, dude, you are so awesome.
Well, you figure like he's not like a.
But no, we talked to him like a real guy. We didn't like hero worship.
Yeah, but he's
anything.
Not like a Mike Richards or like a Jeff Carter. So like, I feel like a lot of people probably don't recognize him.
Yeah, well, he was
most like if you're not like a real
girl,
Flyers fan, you don't really recognize him.
He was dating the one girl. I went to high school with the one girl. Her older sister. He was dating.
Yeah.
For a little while.
Ooh.
I used to drive around my neighborhood because she lived there. But, yeah, so that was the Billy Lano. Good luck to you, kid, I guess. That was a shitty art thing for a hoodie. I would never wear it, but I don't really know art.
Yeah, I'm never going to buy any of his clothing, but I hope it sells well in
Finland. Still dress,
yeah,
like, I still dress like a middle schooler, so I don't really, I still, you know, whatever. I don't, not yeah. gonna, I'd don't
buy
fashion.
It if it was the Billy Lano,
I would buy
Billy
that
Bano
hat.
Thing, but I wouldn't yeah. buy it if it was
but
that
why
picture.
Billy Bano?
He had a hat with a bunch of...
Is that the way you pronounce it?
It translates well in the Spanish markets. They pronounce their B's like B's.
Oh, okay.
That's all I got. Does not really like me have to explain it. It wasn't really that good to begin with, and then I had to explain it. It was way worse. Yeah. It's like a TWA flight.
Freaking the Sabres.
Topical.
Man. Sabres destroyed
20 years ago.
We all knew he wasn't going to get that contract here.
Yeah.
No,
all,
because.
People wanted him to, though. They thought, like, I mean, it would have been nice.
He had, like,
if they
one playoffs.
Him, yeah, if they would have re signed him for way cheaper, he probably would have been way better.
He had one playoffs of Magic and then cashed in.
Yeah. What did the what, did
which
we,
I didn't blame him for.
No,
do you
not at
even
all.
Remember what the Flyers gave up to the Red Wings for him?
Only Christian Tolleson and like a fifth round pick.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, wow. It was something small. Okay,
he was
the big Norwegian.
I haven't heard that freaking
Ole Christian Tolleson was terrible. He was like playing defense here and then skated into the boards and broke his knees or some dumb shit.
He could beat the crap out of someone in a fight, though.
And then Leno was just like stuck behind Datsyuk and Zetterberg and like all of the Red Wings at
that
time. He's
getting play time now.
Well, now he could. But yeah, we stuck behind everybody on those cup teams. So yeah, like Detroit just got rid of him for zilch and a fifth rounder.
That is what it is. They were just trying to get rid of him out of the off the books, I think, and also just get like something for him.
No, he was stuck on the Grand Rapids
Griffins.
It was like
the Kings trading away Jordan Wheel to us. They knew he wasn't going to be able to make the team.
Yeah.
He was like,
they could probably use him now because they fell apart.
We traded Patrick Sharp for the same reason. He was kind of stuck behind a bunch of veteran centers, and then the lockout happens, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, he's good now.
We don't really need these centers anymore. We're going to cut them all for salary cap reasons.
Patrick Sharp, I'm good now.
Bye, Roenick. Primo to concussion.
Jeremy Roenick.
It's just it's a tough life being an NHL
My favorite
player.
Jeremy Roenick analysis was from Bartnick, where he's like, yeah, he could have won a Stanley Cup, but he decided to just go out west so he could play golf. Oh. He's like, yeah, he spent his final years in like San Jose and just because it was temperate golf climate.
Yeah, well,
and
also,
he's on the Kings, too.
Commentator, man. He likes he's good at talking to the game. He gets a little emotional sometimes.
Was he was a free agent after that year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's forever dead to me because he cried when the Blackhawks won.
I liked him when he
He'd
was
probably
on the team,
cry though. whenever the Flyers win.
Speaking of Chicago, did you see that the Vegas Golden Knights have signed the Chicago Wolves as their AHL team?
No, I did not.
So I don't exactly know how it works because I thought that everybody who was on the AHL team is property of the NHL team.
What if they have a two-way contract? Maybe what if they had a one-way contract?
Well, I don't know. So what happens is the Chicago Wolves used to be the farm team of the Blues. They're no longer affiliated with the Blues. So the Blues and everybody in the Blues system leaves the Chicago Wolves.
They all turn green.
But I don't know where they go. And I don't know how the Chicago Wolves still have a team because I was under the impression that everybody on the Phantoms, aren't they all property of the Flyers?
Their rights or contracts should be.
Yeah, so I don't know how that works.
Well, you're going to have to look it up because...
Holy shit, I was up 4-0.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
Wow.
Hey, it was a good home team.
Who's in net? Marc-Andre Fleury? Of 2012?
Oh, toil. I'll have a Chardonnay after that laugh.
Excellent.
Pour me a brandy, sir.
You have to go back in time because I'm pretty sure the Hershey Bears were once owned by the Flyers. And
yes, they were.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know how that works, and I didn't do enough research to figure it out. I was hoping you guys might have knew.
No, unfortunately.
No, you can't spring it on me.
So, but the Blues don't lose.
I had no 4G connection.
Do you know who
four
the head coach of the Chicago Wolves is?
I feel like I read it, but I forget.
Dale Earnhardt.
What'd you say?
Is it Berube?
Correct.
Yeah, all right.
Uh-oh. He's going to Chicago now. He's going to the...
Well, he's already in Chicago.
To the Vegas Knights.
The Vegas Knights hired, what's-his-face? The guy who got fired from the Panthers. Gallant. That's their head coach, right?
Okay.
And they signed one more dude from the KHL, so now they have two players.
I'm actually...
How many, Jeff?
Two.
Your math is pretty good.
One, two, count them.
Duke Reed and what, Shipchev or Samchov or...
I'm just interested
in... Sandwich Chev?
I don't really care about
these
goddamn commies.
They're supposed to both be pretty decent, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was
to KHL.
Standards. Duke Reed was a college player or something, and that guy from the KHL is good in the KHL. But we'll see if it's.
I mean, I don't know.
See what happens.
I would never bet on commies though, because like during the whole Cold War thing, I could never imagine like ever treating them the same.
Oh, sorry, the Kings have three players. It's the handshake deal for Neuwirth. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. Of course. Yeah. Like breaking news.
And half the Flyers roster.
Handshake. Yeah, Matt Reed.
Last time there was an expansion draft, we were all pretty young. So I'm actually looking forward to see how it shapes up with like.
And
all
last
the
expansion draft, if you look at the players the Flyers lost, you were like, oh man,
who was the last expansion draft?
The Thrashers and Predators, right?
Yeah, and it was in 99, I think. What about the Blue Jackets? They were after that, weren't they?
No.
Yeah,
the Blue Jackets were the last one. They were like 2002, maybe?
Yeah, the Flyers.
It was them in the Wild, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is crazy to me. Minnesota lost a hockey team, then had to get one back.
Yeah, I'm surprised they lost the Stars in the first place. That's like hockey state.
Yeah, I think college and local hockey's a little bigger out there. Not saying
it's like it's like college football in like Alabama and shit like that.
Yeah. It's a way of life out there. You don't really need the pro team to really garner any interest for it, I guess.
But I mean, the Wild are doing pretty good now, so.
Yeah, they should. They have.
You know, it was just that need to really put a hockey team in a market that needed it, like Dallas.
Yes, they need a hockey team. All they care about is the Cowboys down there and shooting guns in their Tex-Mex.
The Stars. The Stars had such a fall off after making the playoffs.
Is there any other, like, hockey places? I guess you could say, like, where else within America is a pretty big hockey bed that doesn't have a hockey team?
Connecticut, they used to have Hartford.
That's true.
But they're not, I mean, they're huge.
Yeah,
Maine? Does Maine even have a...
Connecticut's, like, two... North Dakota, like, UND is huge there, and, like, that's a big hockey because they're near the Canadian border.
True. I guess they just adopted, like, probably, like,
and probably,
team.
Like, I don't know how serious it would be, but, like, Seattle, Oregon, like, that northwest.
Yeah, I feel like that might be a big area.
I feel like the NHL was...
But then, I mean, like, especially Seattle, only because, like, Seattle, I feel like they just get sucked into every sport out there. Like, when the MLS was, like...
Yeah, the Sounders have...
Coming up, but, like, nobody else in America gave a shit about soccer... The Seattle Sounders, like, the only...
Yeah, it's the Sounders, right?
I'm pretty sure. The Seattle Sounders are, like, the only team, like, selling out all their games.
Well, they, like, they fill out the entire bottom of where the Seahawks play.
Yeah.
Which is a lot, like...
The loudest fans in the league.
Well, no, like, I think the Union Stadium only holds, like, 15,000 people.
Yeah, it's not very big.
And that's not really ever full for Union games.
No.
But, like, the Sounders fill out the entire first level of CenturyLink Field. Which has got to be like 30,000 people, right?
Maybe. You figure...
Like cut out the upper deck?
Football stadiums usually fit between like 60 and 80,000, yeah. I think. I don't know about the... I mean,
so that's pretty good numbers. Seattle could probably... They had that basketball team for a while, and I don't know a lot about basketball.
The
so
Supersonics?
Like, was the move predicated on attendance, or was the move predicated on like business?
Good use of the verb predicated.
Thank you.
I want to say they just got sold. I don't know if it was... I don't think it was attendance.
Well, yeah. So I think they could probably do a hockey team. Okay. And I know that before Vegas got announced, Seattle was one of the teams that was in the running. Seattle, Vegas.
Well, aren't they thinking of moving the Coyotes there because the Coyotes don't have a contract to play in their building anymore?
That makes sense.
The Coyotes have been on hospice for years. Yeah. They still are there.
Well, because the NHL keeps bailing them out.
Shane Doe,
yeah, it's
baby.
Like some of the basketball teams are the same way. The league keeps bailing them out. So I think the league owns a couple. I think they own New Orleans, I think, in the NBA.
The NHL is desperate, so they'll keep bailing them out. But eventually, the NHLPA is going to be like, we're tired of giving money to these franchises.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Like, because they pay into that shit to cover, so like... They're paying into failing franchises like when they could just put a hockey team somewhere that wants it, like Quebec, and then they wouldn't have to pay in as much money.
All right, so here's the story with the Supersonics real quick. They're looking for a new arena within Seattle. It broke down, and then the CEO sold the company to Oklahoma City for $350 million.
That's a lot of claims.
And you know what? They could probably build a new... they probably get the financing to build a new stadium if they got the... Because you got to put up $500 million to get a franchise. So like you would have to have a stadium in place before you put up that $500 million. Or else you're just wasting money.
Can I just comment how I'm so happy the air conditioner is kicking right now? I feel so comfortable right now.
Yeah.
I was so hot when we started the show.
It's quite nice.
So I hope the background noise wasn't too much for people. Sorry to interrupt this.
Especially with sunburn.
That light blur is the air conditioner.
My one arm is more red than the other because, like, it was like, look, this is like mixed Native American. This is like full Native American. If you want to get really racist with it from back in the day.
I get it. The red man.
Yeah, oh, actually, let's talk about the
Peter Pan, the old movie. They actually made them actually.
Yeah, what
color.
Makes the red man red?
Yeah, I was like, that's yeah. so that's so horrible.
Hi, how are you? Or the Seinfeld with the cigar store Indian.
Oh my god! Yeah.
You can't just give it to me and then take it back. That makes you an ew.
Sorry.
Let's talk about the vintage Philly headline gate.
Oh, yeah. Before I put the show with this.
Yeah.
So, Doyle, besides the Flyers, nowhere a Philadelphia franchise has given the luck of the draw.
Yes. The Philadelphia 76ers, I believe, last year made a trade with the
Sacramento
Kings. I forget what players the Sixers traded because they
Nick
were both
Stauskas.
Overseas. Thaus, that's who they received.
Oh.
Carl Landry, Jason Thompson, pick swap rights to last year and this year's draft, and a future first rounder, I believe. And the Kings got the draw to be number in the top three of the draft. They got number three, and that invoked the Sixers to use their...
pick swap.
Yes, swap rights. So now they're picking third in the draft.
Now, what was I hearing that they could have had two top five picks?
Yeah, they have... so they have a pick that belongs to the Lakers, but it's top three protected. So the pick would have to fall out of the top three for them to get it. So they were thinking that if the Kings pick somehow landed in the top, or their pick somehow landed in the top three and bumped the Lakers out to
they
four,
would get the Lakers
they would
pick
get...
too.
A top three pick and then number four.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they didn't get that,
but
though.
That didn't happen.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah. It stinks.
They got the top three, though.
Is this supposed to be a good draft?
The top, like, three players
it's
are supposed
the,
to be pretty good.
It's the NBA.
Good.
I feel like they're always a good draft with them. They're always, like, a top couple, like, studs.
Now, I saw that...
it's usually, like, the top of the first rounds where most of the talent is, and
I
then
saw
you'll find a few, like, diamonds in the roughs.
Boston just made it to the conference finals to play the Cavs.
Yeah, they also have the first pick in the draft next year.
Right, that blows my mind.
Because
wasn't Boston rebuilding too, and now they're like...
the trade that they got that pick in, that was when they traded like Paul Pierce and like Kevin Garnett and like Jason Terry or something. All
the guys
to,
that were still playing when AI
was
playing.
All to the Nets for first round picks, and they've just been reaping the benefits
so
of it
because
the Nets collapsed.
Why did the Celtics finish their rebuild and make the conference final, and the Sixers have stunk for like 7 years?
Because the Celtics players actually play, and all the Sixers that they draft are hurt for years on end. All
right, that makes sense.
Yeah, the whole Andrew Bynum thing. I mean, I'm not even a huge Sixers. Doyle's our resident Sixers expert.
So, but to get back to headline gate.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was
Sixers
breaking,
get the pick.
Breaking news.
We all know the Eagles can't stand being behind the news.
Yeah.
This is the Eagles town, apparently. The Eagles town. Even when the Phillies were, like, you know, winning NL East, NL East, NL East, they were winning division
Sixers
championships.
Get
I mean, sorry,
third round pick. Eagles.
Won a World Series.
Do-do-do-do-do. What's the update?
Eagles sign running back LeGarrette Blount to a one-year deal.
I saw people criticizing this.
Really?
But I don't know why.
I don't know how you can criticize
this. It's a one-year deal.
It's a one-year deal.
Even if he stinks.
The Eagles are in desperate need of a running back that can run on first and second down.
Yeah,
a
downhill runner, if
dude,
you will.
Even if he stinks, it's only a year.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand how people are angry about
this. Super Bowl next year, so this could help.
If anything, this team, they're just trying to make the playoffs next year, and that's about it.
Right.
And they're trying to give Carson Wentz as many offensive weapons as possible.
And if he can hand the ball off to someone that's reliable on the first couple downs and not have to pass as much as he did last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, he has all that playoff experience in Super Bowl rings, right?
He's won, like, three rings or something.
He's played with a bunch of different teams. He was the guy. He played for the Ducks, didn't he?
Yeah, under Chip Kelly.
He was Kelly. Chip Kelly. He
punched a guy.
He punched it after the game because some shit was said.
Nice.
Clocked him and knocked him on his ass.
Well, that's
I remember. Good. I remember watching it on the ESPN Sports Center back in college.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. He played for the Bucks for a little bit. My old roommate was a Bucks fan.
Yeah, he played for the Bucks, and then he went to
Patriots.
Pittsburgh for a year, and then he's been on the Patriots.
Yeah. So he's a pretty good like running back. He's pretty fast. He's like he's a strong. He's I want to
he's
say,
a big dude. He's
I don't
like,
want to say Marshawn Lynch because like there's no Marshawn Lynch in the league besides Marshawn Lynch. But
he's just a big
a
power
big,
runner.
Fast.
Yeah.
Did they work in any weight bonuses like they did to Eddie Lacy's contract? Did
no,
you see
did.
That by the way?
Yeah, they put in a weight clause. If he weighed under 255 pounds,
he has to get
a
to a certain weight. It's like a certain weight by the time camp starts, I guess. But like he has weigh-ins every. So often, and he gets like a bonuses every time he meets his weight goal for like a total of like if he meets them all, he makes an extra like $400,000.
Can you guys make this for me?
They were actually on the radio the other day. They're like, "Who do you think What famous people do you think need a weight clause?
John Daly.
John
PGA
Goodman.
Tour golfer, John Daly.
John Daly.
Have you ever seen him at his fattest?
Christy no, Alley.
He's just like, that's a good one. He can bomb the long ball on the golf course, but then like the specials at the bar is called the John Daly. It's just a bucket of beers. He fucking loves to party.
I'd say yes. Sebastian Janikowski should get a weight clause.
The kicker?
Yeah.
Phil Kessel's face should get a weight clause.
Phil Kessel's face should get a weight clause, yeah.
Do you guys remember?
I feel like also any bullpen pitcher in baseball, because I feel like they're just all fat guys.
Oh my God, Jonathan Broxton.
Yeah, they're just fat dudes. There's a bunch of dudes on the Braves.
Remember him?
Yeah, Joe Blanton.
Cookie Joe Blanton.
Yeah.
And did you ever see Bartolo Colon?
Holy shit.
Yeah, he's
yes.
like five. He's like pretty short.
He looks like he's just... the Goodyear man or the Michelin so man.
Dude, Prince Fielder used to be a chubby fuck. But
yeah,
he was
he's
so
pretty
fast.
Big dude.
He would steal bases.
So is
Ryan Howard for a little bit.
Ryan Howard, but he was mostly like...
He was just butterball.
Yeah, he was like muscle
yeah,
for
Ryan
the
Howard,
most part.
Cut by the Braves minor league team. That career is over.
Look this
Ouch.
Guy up. This guy needs a weight clause. Ex-Kansas football coach, Mark Mangino.
Mark Mangina.
No, Mangino.
Mark Mangino weight... Oh, my God.
Is that Patrick Duell?
Mark Mangino weight loss was the first thing, but then you go to images. It looks like Andy Reid if Andy Reid was way fatter.
look at Mark Mangino and look up Patrick Duell real quick.
He
time.
Does
kind of
look like Patrick Duell.
Patrick Duell, for those who don't know.
What's how do you spell the last name?
Patrick Duell. Patrick Duell's younger brother.
The fattest man.
This guy, he was on my Half Ton Man special once.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he doesn't look that fat there. Did he lose
that
a
That was after the weight loss.
He was
after the weight loss. He still looks like three people.
He was almost a thousand pounds.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, look at that! That's
they,
a
they
lot
had to
of
take
man.
A wall off his house and bring him out on a whale stretcher. They used to get beaches
Where's
off
his
the whale.
Ass?
His ass is behind that blob to the left.
Is that his ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's his girth.
Oh my God!
And by girth, I mean gut.
Yeah, he's still alive somehow.
Guys, I am uncomfortably erect now.
Yeah, this is
Oh, look, what is this?
Oh!
conjoined twins!
Looks like some Hiroshima files.
At the head!
But the other one doesn't have a body. Why are we looking at this? All right, and I had enough. Oh, my God.
Oh, it looks like Beetlejuice.
When you forgot the ice cream in the other room. This is the face. It's really good visuals for the podcast. Look Patrick Duell up.
Yeah, he's a fat
It's
kind of
sad
gosh.
To laugh at people that are fat, but whatever, I'm fat too, I can say it, I guess.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's not funny to like if they're trying, but like how do you let yourself get that fat?
It's called illness, Jeff. Mental
illness.
Illness
and
I guess.
Depression.
That sucks. Yeah, I mean I don't like people who are out like jogging or running, more power to you. But like if you're that guy and you're just I'm gonna keep eating.
They can't even he laid on his stomach all the time.
Dude, Patrick Duell died last year.
Oh, did he?
Oh no, really?
Yeah, April 29th.
That's a Sublime
did they,
song.
Did they take him out and sink him to make a reef?
What a fucking asshole. That's the funniest thing you've ever said on this show. It's like 91 fucking episodes.
It's April 26th is the song, you dolt.
No, but he says April 29th in the song. He says a different date. Doesn't he? The lyrics are different than the actual title of the song.
I'm pretty sure he said April 26, 1992, there was a ride on the street, tell me where were you.
Oh, guys, while you're arguing
over...
The
name of the song is April 29th, 1992.
No, it's April 26, 1992.
The name of the song is April 29th.
While you argue over
you.
Dates...
I'm looking it up right now.
Has anybody been watching the IIHF championships?
No, I've not. I haven't watched anything.
Oh.
I don't know if I told you. I was on an island for a little while.
I heard the Flyers are doing good, but I haven't really seen any of the games. So Claude Giroux's captaining his way through Team Canada. I heard TK's having a great tournament. And
And Voracek got a little boo-boo, but I think he's doing okay.
So TK's having a great tournament. That can only mean that he'll have to work on his defensive responsibility when he gets back to Philly next season.
Of course. Be benched for
he's doing
games.
Too good with offense. So...
All right. Well, anyway, do we have anything from a social media website we could possibly talk about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Wait a minute. I type tweet of the week. But
while What are you talking about, Jeff? What are you talking
just about? Google search tweet of the week.
Yes, I did.
But while I have you guys' attention, though, you guys asked for it. They somehow are letting us back. Last year, we had a great time at the Philly Podcast Festival at Tattooed Mom. This year, we're back at Tattooed Moms for the Philly Podcast Festival. This year, for 2017, because you know it's this year, not last year, which is 2016, we will be at Tattooed Mom Saturday, July 22nd at 1 p.m. It's a free show. Come drink.
Oh, wow.
Come
we're not
tots.
First?
No, we are first again.
Oh, damn it.
Where is that?
I thought Tattooed Mom was first.
Tattooed Mom's on South Street.
Yeah, so come
lots
check
of bars
it out.
There.
We had fun last year. Guests to be announced.
Don't Saturday get it confused with Pierced Dads.
Did you say yeah. Saturday this year, though?
Saturday, July 22nd. No Sunday bullshit.
So who's going to clear the schedules? Let's do some day loading.
Yeah, let's get drunk. So come party with us. We'll do some things. We had a great time at in Wildwood this past winter with the whole outdoor game.
At
so I'm sure
Westies,
we'll,
yes.
I'm sure we'll have a good time this
year.
We just
got to make sure that we have a bunch of fat jokes to make fun of you with so we can keep the crowd invested.
Whoa, we're going
to laugh the hardest when they make fun of me.
We'll have a brainstorming session. We'll write like 20 jokes.
We obviously
come up with
can't
the
talk about hockey because
well, yeah,
nobody
no.
cares.
We'll have like script A and script B. Here's a couple of things we can do if it's a hockey fans. Here's a couple of things we can do we're probably going to do.
Listen,
just whatever.
Like we said before, we read the room.
Yes.
The room did not care about hockey.
Jimmy Vesey, who a Baker Award winner? Who is he? Ah, never mind.
What they did care about was Drew not getting onto, not being able to fit onto a roller coaster.
Hey, but at Disney World, I was 100% on all the rides.
Yes!
And Jeff using
in
a handicap stall.
A handicap when a real
person.
Handicap person.
Jesse was like, what, you use your own legs to get out?
Yeah, like an asshole.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you, I'm going to Six Flags again this year on the little trip again. I will make all the roller coasters, and it'll be like...
I'll show happens. You.
We yeah. should just take...
They're all going
to
laugh at you.
We should just
you.
Take the podcast to Six Flags one day.
I'll be on the roller coaster, come off and point a little kid, yeah, in your face, get on that ride this year.
And miss, like, did you happened? Just secure that fat man into the ride? Did he fit first go?
Yes.
Thank you.
You got to stop doing squats
hot
because
take.
He's making your ass so big.
Having two guys push and pull the top parts of the Green Lantern ride so you stand there like a baby in a jumper. You're like, we'll get you in there, man. Like, we got you. I'm like, oh, this is cool. With the cute teacher aide next to me going like, this is fun. I'm like, yeah. So about dinner next week, want to make it salads because I don't know if I can fit in these rides anymore.
About dinner next week. I'm going to kill myself. So
speaking of dinner next week, she asked me what time it was. And I was like, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for
Shibadoo Bop Bop Tweet of the Week. Yeah!
That's right, everybody. It's Tweet of the Week. This time of the week where we tell you, the listeners, people on Twitter, don't listen to us and take your stuff and talk about it and give you a congrats. So, Jeff, what do we got for Tweet of the Week this week?
At @the_best_smart tweeted picture. So, now I got to explain it. He wrote, raise another banner with a picture that says Washington Capitals. Yeah, but we outshot them.
That's like a championship banner yeah. hanging like the arena. Oh, I get it, because they outshot the Penguins.
Because that's
usually
the
do.
Only thing they have going for them.
Oh, wow. What a good little burn for all you Caps fans. Sorry,
oh,
guys.
Yeah.
That was our
Tweet of the Week. Yeah. Yeah, how about the Caps blowing it again?
Oy.
Yeah, last week we were all hoping the Caps to win.
Yeah. I believe my bracket is officially busted.
Mine is busted,
mine.
Too.
I wish I could lie. I tried to log in to look, and I couldn't. So
I had the Blackhawks and the fucking Capitals in the final.
I think I had the Sharks and Capitals in the final. So, yeah.
Sharks.
At this point, Mike Bond might win it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he was far and away better than everybody else.
Well, he's Canadian. He had like the racial ability.
That's true.
The passive ability.
Racial
plus
ability.
Five.
Hey, I'm not a racist guy.
plus five to hockey.
No. Racial.
Nobody gets your nerd talk.
You do.
I know. I do.
Nerds.
I'm just saying nobody else
Jeff
does.
Jeff does. He plays casual games. They don't have racial abilities.
Yeah. It's adult Diablo 3 is. It's for the casuals.
Casual bastard. All right. Anyway, Jeff, you have a song for this week?
No.
All right. Well, without further ado.
I talked to you about the song, but I was too lazy to actually
say
it.
Yeah, actually, one I thought of, too. I was like, I'll let you have that one. But anyway, this is the song of the week for episode 91.
What you've got.
It's episode 91. I'm going to tell everyone to like on iTunes. Gonna tell them that we're also on Google Play. Don't have to feel lame. Just look us up. It's episode 91.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
91. That's it. I thought that was appropriate, judging by the fact that I'm sunburned like a mother Frenchie, as they say in these parts.
Excuse your French.
I know. Watch the language. It's an explicit tag for a reason,
people.
Did
they ever make a porno version?
What?
Did they ever make a porno version called Soak Up the Cum?
No.
No.
But right, well. we thought we'd just use your mouth as a Swiffer for that. All right,
I'll give you a wet jet.
We've done overtime this week. Thank you guys for listening to this ramble fest. I hope you enjoyed all the stories. I think I'll let me ramble about vacation and get my thoughts together as I enter the real world tomorrow. And also, as always, check us out on any of the podcasting. This has been a podcast.
Podcasting.
Any of the podcasting venues you want to check it out.
Prodcasting.
Make sure you like and subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. And of course, July 22nd, mark your calendars. It's the Broad Street Bully Podcast doing a live show at the Philly Podcast Festival. Also, BroadStreetBully.net. We got our t-shirts, $10. Go buy one. Buy a koozie. Shipping's cheap. We'll bring it right to your house. You'll be so thankful you did. We even write a little love note in there. And of course, June 1st, Connie's Rick Rack. Come check out me and Jesse Duran, Ramon Bender, do some comedy and play some music. June 23rd, I believe it is, a Starmidic Comedy at Oakland, New Jersey at the RMAX Public House. And I will be having more dates soon. So make sure you guys keep supporting the show. Appreciate you guys listening on the summer. We read all your tweets, even the dumb ones, as you can see. So I like hearing all the good stuff. And Jeff, anything else?
No, that's about it.
And look out for episode 100 coming this summer.
100.
Which will be clips of our favorite and some of your favorite.
It's definitely
going to
be
memories.
More than one episode.
Probably.
Maybe.
Damn it. Almost made it. Voice cracks and sunburn.
Probably.
It's episode's title.
But the thing is, Doyle's voice cracked the most for the first time. Usually it's just you.
I know, but true. I think it's just funnier that it wasn't as big of a deal as Jeff's cracking.
I know. Well, it's because, you know, the devil you know.
The devil you may know.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We'll check you next week, and I guess go Flyers next season, because this has been fun.
Go draft.
Go Senators. Go Predators or something.
Go pick trading.
Yeah. Philly Headline Gate. Go LeGarrette Blanc.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter @ the BSB Podcast.